This is Shortcut Marketing Tips with Scott Bywater, giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast.
Don't check email in the morning, because I find if I check email first thing in the morning, I will then, it almost sets my brain up to want to multitask for the rest of the day. So if you do that, yeah, you'll be far more productive. I generally like to leave it till, you know, 10 or 11 before I go on and check my email and do any, you know, get into the whole email zone, if you like. So I'm into it, and it's a good idea to check your email when you can act on it straight away. So you'll set a time, check it, act on it, you know, and then you can move on with your day from there and check it some other time during the day. So you might want to leave, you know, a few little pockets of time there where you can just, you know, focus on doing your administration tasks and that sort of thing, as well. So that's that would certainly be worthwhile. And another piece of software I use is a software called Freedom. And what Freedom does, it's sort of like airplane mode I've got an iPhone, I'll have an airplane mode where I can switch off, you know, all access to the, you know, to the internet, or to the phone ringing or anything like that. And you can use and Freedom will do that on your computer, so that the only way you can say, okay, I want to, you know, turn it off, look up Freedom software or whatever, I can turn my computer off and stop it for 50 minutes, and there's no way I can get access to the internet or anything during that period. Now, if you're doing something that's very internet based, you're probably not going to use it, but if you're doing something where, you know, you don't require the internet, it's a very useful tool for turning off those social media tools and the urge to, you know, look at all these things. Because it's sort of like the way I look at the internet, it's a little bit like, you know, you're working and you've got these, you know that there's a big, you know, block of chocolate right in front of you. Now, if you're at home, you know, you're sitting there, you're watching a movie, and you've got a big block of chocolate sitting there on the coffee table, it takes all your willpower not to go and grab that big block of chocolate. Whereas if you've got that big block of chocolate, you toss it in the bin, and you moved it completely away from you. All of a sudden, and I've done studies on this, you know, there's an interesting book called Willpower, which goes into this in detail if you're interested. But, you know, if I toss that block of chocolate in the bin, then all of a sudden I'm sitting there, I'm not thinking about that block of chocolate. And that's what this Freedom software does, you know. And the block of chocolate metaphorically is, you know, I'll just go and check my Facebook post. I'll just go and check my email. I'll just go and check this. I'll just go and check that. Whatever you do, I would recommend, you know, let's say with your email, is you turn off, you know, the auto prompts, where every time an email comes through, you're let know. I would recommend turning off, software like Skype while you're doing it. So if anyone decides they want to Skype you, they're not able to to do that. So sign out of Skype and sign out of all those softwares while you have your focus time, because, you know, they've done studies on this, and I know the guy who wrote the 4-Hour Workweek. He talks about Tim Ferriss. He talks about distractions, as bad as smoking pot. Yeah, so if you're getting distracted all the time, it's as bad as smoking pot. Yeah, in terms of your concentration, as your concentration ability. So just keep that. Yeah, keep that in mind. If you really want to be productive, don't do that. So here's a I'll just read a. It says I'll read a bit from this this post which I just bring up online, but it says marijuana trumps blackberries for productivity. And then it's got a picture of, it's quite funny, it's got a picture of this guy gets more done, like he's a pot smoker than your CTO. So that's a really important thing to keep in mind. So here's the study. In 2005, a psychiatrist at King's College in London administered IQ tests to three groups. The first did nothing but perform the IQ test. The second was distracted by email and ringing phones. And the third was stoned on marijuana. Not surprisingly, the first group did better than the other two by an average of 10 points. The emailers, on the other hand, did worse than the stoners by an average of 6 points. So, if you're thinking about this, if you're in the process, of checking your email every 5 minutes and that sort of thing, it's going to have a massive impact on your productivity. It's going to really affect your productivity. So do whatever you can to set yourself up and strengthen that concentration muscle so you're not constantly getting distracted.
Giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast. Check out shortcutmarketingtips.com.